You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Podcast Network. Find all of our shows at wearelibertarians.com.
Tuning in once again, I'm Mento Martinez, and now we're hitting part four of a 12-part series, Build You Better, where we're examining your life through the lens of the hero's journey. This is the ultimate monomyth. We've been discussing it for 3 weeks now. This is where the basis of every comic book, movie, tale, and legend comes from. This is how we as people go ahead and examine where we are in our lives. And as we've discussed, the hero's journey isn't something that just happens once. It happens many times throughout your life. And it's when we begin to identify that we are the hero of our own stories, we can see where we're at in our journey, where we've been and where we're going, so the path becomes clear. Every week so far, we've been covering a different part. Part one was the ordinary world. Part two was the call to adventure. Part three was the refusal of the call. And today, we're discussing meeting with the mentor. And in case you want to go ahead and learn more, catch up, please catch those prior episodes. Subscribe to the Substack, remso.substack.com, so you get more information about this Build You Better series. And everything I'm pulling from Grand Valley State University, from their university library, where they have an entire section about the monomyth, the hero's journey. So moving on, we're on to part four, meeting with the mentor. The hero encounters a wise figure who prepares him or her for the journey. This figure or item gives advice, guidance, or an item, you know, some people call it the MacGuffin, but cannot go with the hero. What this basically means is this is a person who's going to meet, who's going to give you the knowledge, he's going to give you the resources, he's going to give you, you know, a sword or a book or something, a key piece of wisdom or knowledge that is going to help you on the journey, because this mentor can't go with you. This mentor can't fight your battles. Whether by accident or by fate, they come into your life and they're going to impart with you something that is going to strengthen you as you keep going on. Whether this is a personal trainer helping with you something physically, whether this is somebody helping you with a personal challenge in your life, or whether or not this is a spiritual mentor. Wherever your journey is taking you, somebody wiser, somebody who has gone through the steps themselves, identifies where you are at your journey and knows that this is where they have encountered you in order to help you get to that next step. Let's go ahead and use an example from The Sword and the Stone, one of my favorite Disney classics of all time. Meeting with the mentor here. Let's go ahead and give it a look. Through a seemingly chance encounter, quote, chance, Arthur, or Wart as he is called, stumbles upon the cottage of Merlin. Merlin is a wizard who then goes back home with Wart and becomes his tutor, teaching him the way to become a great man through a series of magical transformations that teach him about the animal kingdom. Great story about King Arthur, good for kids, but you know, it's a good example. Another example of this is, you know, Frodo. I mean, let's understand, Gandalf can't take the ring. Gandalf can't protect Frodo from everything. Gandalf can't fight all of his battles, but he can lay himself down so that way Frodo has a fighting chance. And, you know, Gandalf can't go to Mordor with Frodo, but he can join the rest of the Fellowship to shape the environment by fighting all these other hordes of orcs and other stuff, so that way Frodo has the best chance. Frodo's been given the wisdom. Frodo's been given the knowledge. And Frodo knows he has the support of Gandalf, but Gandalf can't physically be there for him. Our mentors can't fight our battles for us. It's like Obi-Wan Kenobi sets up Luke to be a Jedi and is there in a ghost form later on. But ultimately, Obi-Wan has to lay his life down so that way Luke can escape Darth Vader in A New Hope. So, you know, we can all think of mentors as somebody who's going to be with us forever, but really we need to just understand that we need to appreciate them, identify them when we're at this point in our journey, because without them, we might be missing the knowledge or resources we need to move on to the next step and be stronger when we encounter those challenges. I've always had kind of a bad luck with mentors. I mean, I have many great mentors in my life, but you know, I had a few mentors who I put on a pedestal, and they fell from those, and they made some choices, and ultimately, I realized that you know these mentors aren't some type of godlike beings; they're just humans, and you know you need to move on in that situation. You know, very early on in this series, I think, and I know I definitely mentioned this in the first part of our Substack addition to the series, was my anger management counselor. It got to a point where he was with me on my journey during a very difficult time, and he couldn't fight my battles for me. He couldn't be there during all the challenges, but his role was to give me the knowledge and the resources and go through situations in which I could develop a better understanding of myself and how to handle these challenges going forward. I mean, the difference between somebody that's just there to help you and a mentor is a mentor takes a vested interest in you. And I'll never forget our last encounter. I was about to graduate. I was moving back home. I wasn't able to, you know, continue sessions with him. I'll never forget. He grabbed my shoulder and he looked me in the eyes and he said, I have a vested interest in you, man. I want to see you succeed. And, you know, you've got my info and I'll always be here if you need it, if you need the extra support, but you have to go on and you have to encounter this yourself because you're the only one who can do that now. And, you know, it was a scary moment because I didn't have him to be there by my side and walk me through these things, but he was an amazing mentor because I knew he genuinely cared about my emotional health and everything else. And it was scary for a bit, but he had prepared me. He couldn't go to Mordor with me, but he could get me halfway there and, you know, go through a whole army of orcs for me to get the last few miles in myself. And sometimes that's the best mentor, the one that sets you up for success, but because he knows he put the best time and effort into helping you, he doesn't have to worry about you succeeding. He knows that you are empowered enough to do it yourself. So please, whether it's finding someone to help you with something physically or a personal issue or something spiritual, we all should have mentors in our life. And I say mentors, not just one. We should have many mentors, and we should foster those relationships and be thankful for them. But ultimately understand that within every hero's journey, there's always someone there who's gone through it before and can help us get through this one again. Thank you. Tune in next week, and we'll keep the conversation going.